Connor Stefanoff may not be the most dedicated delivery driver in the world, but he may be the most dedicated in all of Indiana. Connor's story is going viral thanks to a police officer who watched Connor walk half a mile through a snowstorm to deliver a pizza to a home in Brownsburg.
Yes.
The police officer is Lieutenant Richard Craig. The lieutenant, I believe, was dealing with a school bus accident in the snow, which blocked the road that Connor needed to use to get to his destination. Instead of heading back to Rockstar Pizza, however, Connor simply parked his car and walked to the customer's door.
Biggie, you're in Big Pizza. You would have done that.
Mm.
Is that heartburn you're experiencing, Biggie?
My friend here would have walked, would have trudged 10 miles through the snow both ways to get that pizza through.
Mm-hmm.
That's what pizza delivery drivers do. Ballyhoo.
And my hunch is that, that somehow the two connected or had a conversation because Lieutenant Craig says that Connor, the driver, was in an affluent neighborhood. And the order was in the neighborhood of $40.
Mm-hmm.
And the tip was $2.
Wait a minute now. You're saying this guy walked this
trudged
this guy, good word. This pizza in through an
half a mile
through an affluent neighborhood to this man's door. $40 order, and he gets a $2 tip.
Yeah, rich people don't tip.
I don't know that that's true.
Rich people do not tip well.
I won't stand for you saying that about. To me, that's a you.
I have experience in this field.
You're stereotyping.
The nicer the
neighborhood.
Sounds
like somebody else does, too.
I'll put it this way. The nicer the neighborhood, a lot of times, well, because they thought they were giving you something by, like, giving you a meat, you know, like, here, I'm giving you $2, you measly peasant.
Yeah, let them eat cake.
But it's like poor people who understand your plight are like, I get it. Here's $5.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not shocked that the affluent neighborhood.
But he trudged it half a mile.
Yeah, but that rich people go, well, that's his job.
Oh, I've said that.
A lot of, oh, yeah.
I've said that many times. I've said, well, that
is his job. It's what he does. He should have stayed in community college. Yeah, I've experienced in all this.
It's stereotyping. You're stereotyping the wealthy and the
affluent.
Well,
rich people want you to thank them, too. They're like, here's $2. Woo! Well, thank you so much.
They think they're really because you have nothing anyway. Here's $2. That's going to be a lot to you.
It's two more than you had before.
Yeah,
there you go, sport. I think most delivery people and anyone in food service would back me up because you under if when you're making almost what the same you know the person serving you is making, you understand the plight.
I see.
You know, rich people are more inclined to be like, "What is exactly 15%?"
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I gave them $2 and tassel their hair and send them on their way. Good job. And you got a little exercise, too.
Indeed.
We sure appreciate that.
Indeed.
Now, on with you.
Well, now, the story might have ended there. However, this particular police lieutenant, Lieutenant Craig, was so impressed with what Connor had done that he, the cop, took $15 out of his wallet and tipped the driver.
Okay.
That he tipped $15. Then the police officer, the lieutenant, set up a GoFundMe.
Wow.
He said, this is the kind of young man that this country needs. So the goal was to raise $500. $500.
For this kid.
For Connor, the pizza delivery man.
Because he walked a half a mile and didn't get a very good tip.
Yep. Well, you know what happened with a story like this?
It goes viral.
As of Saturday morning, the total was over $16,000.
Yeah. So he's made $16,000 of that.
Rockstar Pizza said, Connor's a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
He works hard. We're happy to have him. Connor, interviewed later after the story kind of blew up like this, said, any condition, anytime, anywhere, you get your pizza.
The customer said, I want my $2 back.
Yeah. They don't know which house it was, do they? Oh, yeah.
That's the next
it's in the record.
That's like a picture of the house.
Remember.
Don't deliver to this guy. This guy gives you nothing. $2.
This cheapskate in this mansion.
Am I the only one on the side of the customer?
It appears.
Am I the only one defending?
I'd almost bet that they called and said the pizza was cold, too.
Pizza's cold.
Yeah, it was out in the elements too long.
There's condensation on the top of the box. Was it in the snow?
We can't eat this. I'm sorry. Scott, you're talking about delivery drivers and tipping. Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to work for Papa John's and Domino's, and, you know, that job sucks. I've done it in the rain. I've done it in the sun. You name it. Mm-hmm. And this guy came up to my house last week, and I gave a $10 tip on a $30 order, and his face was just like shocked. And I looked at him. I said, I've done your job. I know what you do. It sucks. Enjoy. Have a good day.
Man, that's exactly what Biggie said. Now, as a delivery driver, Scott, did you agree with Biggie also that the more affluent neighborhoods tend to tip the least?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Dude, I used to take stuff. I used to take stuff to Emerywood and High Point, and I'd get like a dollar, $1.50 tip. And I'm looking at him going, "Here, you keep it."
We looked in that neighborhood.
Yeah,
that was.
He didn't really think about his answer either, did he?
Yeah. I was gonna say, do you need some time to think about this, Scott? Oh, in a heartbeat,
without question.
Thank you, Scott, for weighing in on this. Seems like it's debatable. Yeah, we don't know. We don't want to. Listen.
Yeah, this is a small sample size.
We're not going to stereotype. We're not going to stereotype affluent neighborhoods and their tipping pot.
There was one order one time I was going to a very affluent neighborhood's pool.
Ah. Yeah.
They were having a pool party.
Mm-hmm.
And it took two of us to get it there, two cars. And when we unloaded everything, including, you know, set it up, put the plate, because the lady was like, we need it separated.
Yes.
So, put, you know, there's pepperoni and cheese sauce. We put plates, we put napkins, put everything.
Mm.
She goes, well, I didn't know there'd be two of you.
Uh-huh.
And she hands me a crisp $5 bill. The order was like $1,000. And she's like, I didn't know there'd be two, but I guess you guys can split it.
Let me get the old tip calculator out and see if you. Yeah. I don't know. That may be right.
Do the calculations.
I'll do the calculation on that to see what percentage of $5 out of $1,000.
Put it this way. Sometimes I still drive by that pool and middle finger right up. Never forget.
That looks like a 0.05% tip you got there. Okay.
Especially after setting everything up for her, as if she couldn't read what the box says. What does P mean? Pepperoni. What does S mean? I don't get it. Sausage. CH. Why does it just say CH? Cheese. You only ordered three types, ma'am.
Anonymous, you're talking about tipping in the affluent neighborhoods. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kelly. I was just telling Biggie that we had all that snow, and I worked for a pizza establishment. The order was right around $112, and it was a gated community of the, I don't know, $500,000 homes look like, and took it to this gentleman, and he's like, oh, thanks so much, and it was like six pizzas or something like that, but and a whole bunch of other stuff to go with it, and like I said, it ended up being like $112. And he gave me $4 tip. So pissed.
Let me get the old tip calculator out here.